Good morning. Good to see you all here. And thinking this morning a little bit about God's faithfulness. After Noah's flood, God gave a rainbow, God gave promises. And one of the things that God tied into that was a promise of what we would consider normalcy, just everyday happenings. Like the sun came up, and at night the sun went down and the moon came up. And last week started summer. And in a couple months, we'll start fall, and we can mark those very precisely. We put that to song. I don't know if you know the second verse of that hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." How does it start now? Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. And so that's taken from there, where God says, the fact that the sun comes up, the fact that you have seasons that you can time to the minute, the fact that all of nature is doing what nature is supposed to do because God is upholding it, speaks to his faithfulness. And so, in things that we maybe take for granted and things that we just assume are going to happen, things probably we never really give much thought to at all. But it speaks to God's faithfulness. And if he is ordering the planets and the galaxies and the seasons and all of these things that are, like, really, really big, is God not faithful to us today? Can we depend on him to be true and faithful today? And so as we come, we want to remember the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God, his mercies that are new every morning. You may have woken up with some aches and pains and a little bit stiff, or a problem that you're dealing with, or maybe something really big. But in spite of that all, the reality is that God has given us life today. He's given us strength. He's given us health enough to be here. And so with that, we rejoice and we give him praise. Amen. 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 This morning we'll be talking about the name of God, the weightiness of God's name. So there are a couple of songs that speak to that. We'll start with one in our red hymnals, number 45. Would you stand as we sing this morning? Number 45. But on our voices. It's early. This is a song that needs a little bit of energy, I think, which is why I had you stand. Now let's we've got a good enough choir here, so let's kind of give a little bit more as we're singing. Blessed be the name. Our expressions, our tone, our bodies ought to join in what these words are saying. Imagine on Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry, and you're singing this song about the blessed name of Jesus. Kind of put yourself in that crowd, and let's give all we've got. Number two.
His name above all names shall stand, exalted more and more, at God the Father's own right hand, where angels also adore. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name.
High above every name.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. Lord, you are worthy. Let our praise, let our worship be a sweet sound to your ears this morning, O God. Be pleased, Lord, with our sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto your name. Worthy Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Jesus. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hymn number 21 in your same book.
Lord of Lords.
worthy God. Now, someone may have a testimony this morning. You want to give praise to our God. Let's hear. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we pray for these children and grandchildren, Lord, all that are represented here. Our hearts long to see our children follow your ways and learn to love you and serve you. Lord, some that have been raised in church, some that have been to camp maybe their whole lives, but are wandering today, God, we know they're not out of your care and out of your reach. We pray for those, Lord, that you would put those other believers in their lives that would encourage them, that would speak to them. We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would reach them today. Lord, may be bold enough to pray whatever it takes, Lord, to bring them back to you. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness to so many of our young people who are still serving and loving you, Lord. We pray you would have your perfect will accomplished in their lives, Lord, for schools and education, for careers, for relationships, for husbands and wives, Lord. All of these things that are so important in life and can change course and direction for good or for bad, for heaven or for hell. God, we pray you would keep them on paths of righteousness for your name's sake. So we commit them to you, Lord Jesus, those that we feel we can't reach, those that won't hear us anymore, those that maybe even have a rebellious spirit. God, we just pray that you would break through. Lord, you are faithful. You have proven yourself. And so with confidence and increased faith, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.